Well, hi there, Morganisation people. This is Dave Scott Morgan, and this is Tomorrow's News Podcast Number One. Yeah, that's a song from the Earthrise album, and more about that a little later. But right now, coming up, I've got some news of a new release and news of a new orchestral project. And we're going to be airing a new song. And there's a special surprise feature, which is an interview with myself and Richard Tandy. So stay tuned. All right, well, I am holding in my hands a CD called Highland. Yeah, that's you can hear a song from it in the background there. And this is an EP of five songs, and it's all got a Scottish flavour to all the songs. I guess it's because we lived up there for 5 months over the winter time, you know. So that's Highland, and you can get it already on digital. That's Spotify, iTunes, etc. But now you can also get it on CD, because my pal Luis Miguel in Spain has had it manufactured on CD, and he sent a batch over to me, and they're now available from my website. That's davescottmorgan.com. And you know what? This is good stuff. I shouldn't say that really about my own stuff, but it is. All right, well, I mentioned about a new orchestral project, and I know when I tell you what it is, some of you are going to say, not that old chestnut again, because it's Earthrise. Yeah, that's right. You know, new words enter the language all the while, and in December 1968, a man named Jim Lovell looked out of the window of the spaceship that he was in as he was going around the moon, and he suddenly said, "Wow, I just saw an Earthrise." And the guy on the ground says, "Pardon me, Jim, what was that?" He said, "I just saw the Earth rise up out of the moon's surface," and he called it an Earthrise, and he took a photograph of it. Pretty soon that photograph became really famous. You would have all seen it. But you know, when I saw that picture and heard that lovely word Earthrise, that new word, I just had to write a song about it. And so I ended up writing a whole album about it called Earthrise. Well, now it's coming up to the 50th anniversary of that event, when Jim Lovell first took that photo, and of course of the moon landings which followed it. So we kind of marking the 50th anniversary, we've got a project to orchestrate the music for a multimedia concert. That's Bob Wilson playing those great licks there. Good on you, Bob. What a high voice that guy's got. Let's have a closer listen. Look at me now. That's enough. Can't you see? All right. Well, of course, Earthrise was recorded back in the age of tape, and now we're in the age of digital. You probably heard me just fiddling with the mix there, having a bit of fun, and I was able to do that because I've now had all the Earthrise tapes digitized. they're all in the digital domain, as we say. And the idea is, see, we're going to score all the parts for an orchestra. The plan is to do a multimedia concert in the fall of 2019. Better not say any more about that now, but as that as news comes along on that, I'll be updating you on that. Anyway, here's something completely different.
Days are few, they're all brand new, and I'm loving on you. I'm loving on you, just loving on you. A dog with a chew, a kid at the zoo, I'm loving on you. Somebody is speaking like a flower, by the way, I can smell their fragrance, but I can't hear a word they say, 'cause I'm loving on you. Oh, all that I do, in my coochie coo and beautiful too, I'm loving on you. Hey! I'm loving on you. You're my coochie coo. I love what you do, and I'm loving on you. All I do is loving on you. Your days are few, they're all brand new, I'm loving on you.
Well, there we go. That's a new song. Not absolutely brand new, but new in respect of it's not been released yet. Yeah, and we're thinking of calling it Loving On You. What do you think? Well, getting back to Earthrise. Getting back down to Earth now. You know, it's true that most of the songs on Earthrise are about space, and they're using space as a metaphor for the human condition back on Earth, because, you know, space is pretty lonely, and so is life on Earth a lot of the times. But, you know, some of the tunes on there were just absolute fantasy or escapism. For example, this one.
Dreaming all the way. If we find sunshine in tomorrow, then tomorrow be a lucky.
Yeah, that's Escape from the Citadel, which has also got a little subtitle to it. It's also known as The Ballad of ZN-102. And ZN-102 is actually some futuristic girl name, where at a time when names have been replaced by, you know, codes and stuff. And her name is ZN-102, or if you're British, ZN-102. Yeah, so this girl, ZN-102, she's a kind of a latter-day prophetess. She's saying things like, we must not wait, let's make our escape from the citadel. There's some kind of doom coming on the city that she's seen, and she's speaking that way to the singer. And then in the last verse, of course, it says, travel to the land of the April sky, lovely ZN-102, and I... And anyway, there we go. I've just done what I swore I would never do, which is to explain my song, what that meant for me. But, you know, I think your version of it, whatever it means to you, is better. Well, I said at the beginning of this I had a special surprise, and indeed I do. It's an interview with me and Richard Tandy. And here Richard is explaining how we did one of the songs on Earthrise. Take it away, Richard.
Third Planet is all done on an Oberheim sequencer, I believe. Dave sang the one performance live,
through a vocoder.
Through a vocoder.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you had the Oberheim as well, yeah. which was recorded on the sequencer. Okay. And from there, and because it was done in free time, it wasn't quantized or done to a click track or anything, it's all totally free. So we had this totally electronic thing, and yet the timing was free, and the Oberheim sequencer triggered everything else on it. The bass, for example, we just did, we turned the Oberheim onto unison mode, where it could only play one note. You feed it a polyphonic signal of four or five notes, it just picks one note out to play and plays it. So you get like weird bass notes coming out as well, you know, not always the root note. There's like little arpeggio trigger thing, and they're all perfectly in time because they triggered off the first thing that Dave played. So I'm quite proud of that.
Calling to you, if you can hear me, oh please answer. Vision or sound, or stars that twinkle like the dancer on synthetic ground. I come from the third planet, my sky is blue. All around is great confusion, but what can I do? Should I speak in words of danger, or should I watch a traveler upon a station that I can't get off? I come from the third planet.
Yeah, that's the third planet there, just fading away. Great to hear Richard talking about it there too. We'll be bringing some more segments from the interviews that Richard and I did to do with the Earthrise project in later podcasts. But for now, I'm going to sign off you guys. Just before I go, remember, if you want to get Earthrise, go to my website, davescottmorgan.com. And if you want to take a peek at some of the new mixes that we're doing for the orchestral concert version, then go to the Earthrise page on my website. That's davescottmorgan.com. It's been great hooking up with you guys for this project, this Tomorrow's News podcast. And I hope you'll catch up with you again. So bye for now.